Welcome to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. No matter your physical, spiritual, social, or socioeconomic status, this show is all about and for you. Each week, we talk about mental and physical health, nutrition, spiritual guidance, and relaxation techniques. Together, we will work to help you live a better life, one that works well for you. Now, here is Dr. Denise Wood.
Hi, welcome to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. I'm super excited to have you all on. Yay. Okay, so my show is about designing and maintaining the best possible you we can. And it's non-judgmental. It's accepting of all individuals. We focus on humor, serious topics dealing with health and wellness, mental wellness. We build you up in a world that totally can bring you down. So we're here to actually build all of you up. So I'm so excited you are here with us. And I'll just tell you a bit about myself. I have a master's in counseling and psychology from St. Mary's University from Minneapolis, Minnesota, doctor of clinical psychology from the Illinois School of Professional Psychology, and I was in prison for 4 years. That said, I was a psychologist too in prison for 4 years. I actually did an internship and then I worked in the prison system. I was also on the hostage negotiations team. So I did not have a dull moment in the prison, believe me. Tons of stories. Someday we'll get to them. After that, I did counseling services, Wood Counseling Services, and that was 6 years. Now I'm doing Dr. Denise Wood International at this point. And I would like to introduce our guest, and actually just one of my favorite people on the entire earth. And when she said she would come and talk on my show, I was like totally selling. I was like, yay, oh my God, she's going to come and be on my show. I love her. So Susie Garcia, she's an award-winning dietitian. She's a best-selling author, she's a motivational speaker, and she is just, she's amazing. And I've learned to love her over the years as she's my co-author on one of her books, and you are going to love her as well. So please welcome Susie Garcia. Hi, Susie. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, what a wonderful introduction. That made me smile all the way around my whole head, I think. You're also one of my favorite people. We have a great time together.
We do.
How's the microphone?
So I just wanted, Susie, if you don't mind, before we get into other things, I just wanted to quickly say that we acknowledge that Pearl Harbor was bombed 75 years ago today. And we thank all our veterans and our military personnel, and God bless all of you. So I just wanted to say that. But now we're going to change subjects, and let's let the audience get to know us a bit. What are your thoughts?
I think that would be great.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. I thought we'd talk about, some quirky things that people wouldn't normally know about us.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You start, I'll go second, you go, you know what I mean?
So is this in our personal life, professional life, or just whatever we want?
It's whatever you want. I'm probably going to kind of stick to some of our topic, because what we're here to do is help you out, obviously, with your holidays and the holiday eating and help you not to gain the holiday pounds. So I might be a little bit on that, but I'll skip over to a few different things as well. So
this is kind of a quirky thing.
Okay.
I was on my way to a networking meeting, which I love networking, and I think we'll talk about that a little bit later. And I didn't have any lipstick in my purse.
Okay.
And it was a huge trauma for me to decide if I needed to stop and buy lipstick and be late for the meeting or be on time for the meeting.
So I totally understand that.
Yeah, and it's not like, and I mean, right now I'm at home in my workout clothes because we're on the radio and we're not on television.
Yeah.
But
right?
If I'm going out, I want to make sure if I'm networking that I look okay. So I actually didn't stop and get lipstick and chose to be on time, but it was a true dilemma. And you know, I don't think people would think that about me. I don't know. Maybe they would.
I don't know. You always look naturally beautiful, but you know what? I could see that as a dilemma.
Yeah.
I totally could. Okay, I'll tell you one of mine. I haven't weighed myself for 14 years.
Wow.
I haven't weighed myself since I weighed myself when I was pregnant to make sure I was gaining the right amount of weight. And then, get this, Jim yells, like, from, like, across, like, I swear, the whole hospital. He's like, "Oh my God, you almost weigh as much as me." When I was on the scale with the, you know, I mean, I was really preggo. But I have a pair of jeans. If I fit in my jeans, when I get weighed at the doctor or whatever, I say, "Don't tell me. I don't want to know. You know, just keep it to yourself." They're like, "Well, it's not a bad number." I'm like, "I don't care. Keep it to yourself." So I have a pair of jeans, and if they get tight, then I just cut back. That's what I do.
You know, I do weigh myself occasionally, not that often. And it's interesting. This isn't necessarily a quirk, but kind of a tip. So I told you, like, I was, you know, in my workout clothes right now because I'm comfortable. But yeah. It's something that people that work at home really need to be careful of. I mean, I go out and network enough that I have to make sure that I'm fitting in my clothes and my outfits, but yeah. I went on, I was doing some event in Burbank and had a couple of roommates that I hadn't met before that we're all working with this training coach. And the one gal, she was from New York, and she got there and she was like, kind of started telling us, but she had been working at home in her yoga pants, you know, it had her baby, but like none of her clothes fit because she had no idea that she had gained so much weight because she was wearing stretchy clothes that just got bigger as she got bigger. So keeping, you know, if you don't want to weigh yourself, fine, but having something that actually is a pair of jeans or a fitted dress or something is kind of a way to gauge sort of what's going on with you.
Yeah. But I know you have a different, you like to weigh yourself once a week, right?
No, I don't. I probably weigh myself maybe once a month.
Okay.
One of the things that we talked about in one of our webinars was weigh on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And some of that is because I will encounter clients that are weighing themselves every single day. Or they're weighing themselves on Mondays, which is after the weekend where most people have probably indulged a little more. And so Wednesday is the middle of the week. So it's not necessarily.
Okay. And you know what, Susie? What we're going to talk about next, we have to go into break. And we're going to talk about next is how I was swimming with sharks.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about that.
I know. It's actually swimming with sharks. Yes. You will hear about it when we return.
We're making making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
In addition to Dr. Wood's expansive knowledge base and education, she has written two powerful books that are informative as well as interesting for the general reader. Dr. Wood's book, Inside the Cheater's Mind, is a compilation of Dr. Wood's brilliant original study into personality cheaters and situational cheaters that highlight the motivation of why someone would cheat on his or her partner. These motivations provide insight into the mindset of individuals who cheat. Dr. Wood's other book is called Psyched to be Skinny. Dr. Wood has coined 10 different types of emotional eaters. Psyched to be Skinny is not a diet book. It's a book about how to get to your ideal weight and maintain that weight. Dr. Wood has cognitive behavioral exercises, as well as solution-focused exercises. Lastly, there are workouts and meal plans to make everyone who reads the book become their happy and healthy best. These books are available on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, and Smashwords. You can also order the books through Dr. Wood's website at drdenisewood.com.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. We'd love to hear from you during our live program by phone at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or by email to Denise at drdenisewood.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. And we have Susie Garcia as our guest. She's an award-winning dietitian, best-selling author, and motivational speaker. And she's actually my co-author, too. And I've known her since high school or junior high, right?
Yeah.
Junior high. So she's one of my favorite people in the whole world. So when I got her on my show, my first show, I was super, super excited. Yay. So we get to hang out like for a whole hour. I'm so excited. So anyway, we were talking about, okay, if you missed out what we were talking about, we were talking about like things so you could get to know us a little bit because you have no idea who we are, probably. So just a few things. And I was into... I've been swimming with the sharks. So 2 weeks ago, I was in Turks and Caicos, and we were scuba diving, and all of a sudden I went down, and all of a sudden I could see like five sharks all around me. Like that's the first thing I saw when I went scuba diving, like down. Five sharks all around me. I mean, luckily, like, they're nurse sharks or reef sharks. They're not going to hurt me, hopefully. But it's kind of freaky. But it was so cool and so fun. So that was my fun experience.
That was cool.
The sharks, because last time I did that, they made us, like, fill on the sand. And they were feeding them. But this time, they weren't feeding them. So it was, like, a really fun experience. So, yeah, Turks and Caicos, beautiful, beautiful island. I believe it only had 400 people until 1968. And then they started building it. And it is huge. And there's so many nice hotels. And the water is like brilliant blue. And the sand is just, it's just a white, white sand. I mean, it's just like a dream.
That's great. So Denise, my husband Dave and I, when we were in Maui last, a couple of years, Zira ran the Honolulu Marathon. And we were snorkeling. We weren't diving, but we were snorkeling. And below us, there was like a group of three, I think they were bat rays. They weren't manta rays, but they were rays. And I mean, they're way below us, but it literally was so cool. Like I wasn't scared at all, but it was just so neat to see them, you know, I'm floating and looking at them, and it's just, it's neat to experience different things. I'd never, you know, usually just see little fish or maybe a seal or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's fun. I think you used to be able to go and hold stingrays in parks. I don't know if you can anymore. Maybe somebody from the audience knows, but I don't know if you can anymore. But ever since someone was, you know, died from it, I don't think that they allow that anymore. So that might be something for me to look up on the internet later. Okay, so now you get to go with something.
So another quirky thing?
Yeah.
So we were talking on break about the Psych to Be Skinny workbook that we're releasing just up on Amazon a couple of days ago, and talking about dining out and getting, you know, kind of ready for the holidays. But it's not some of the quirky things that I do are, like, I might order a salad and a side of French fries to eat because I really maybe want the French fries, but I don't want the obligation of eating a hamburger or something else. So I'll just order what I want and kind of balance it with something else. And there was one, I remember one day, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago, Dave and I have some friends that we go out to breakfast with about once a month until they moved to Texas last month. Anyway, we're happy for them, but sad for us. And I think I ordered like a couple eggs and a piece of pie. They're all like, "You're getting pie for breakfast?" I said, "Yeah, it really sounds good." And I think, so I will do kind of quirky things like that as far as managing my meals, because there may be a place where, like, they have the best dessert in the world and you absolutely love it. You don't have to be obligated to eat through an appetizer and a salad and an entree just to get to that dessert. You can have, you know, something that's, you know, smaller, maybe it's soup, and then you have your dessert, and you're not, it really, for me, minimizes any type of guilt, and it helps keep calories balanced so you're not going up and down all the time. So it's quirky, but kind of, yeah, I mean, it works for me.
I totally love that idea. You know, okay, like my second job, like my first job in my life, I was like, they used to call them candy girls. I don't know what they call them now, but candy girls at like the concession stand when you go to a movie. So I was a candy girl for my first job, and I worked at Perkins for my second. And this is what I would get: French fries and French toast. But I was like 18 and running around all over.
You can eat whatever you wanted.
Thing, right? So, like, you learned how to balance this, and
well,
I like it.
And track too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I can't eat like that anymore. Oh my gosh. It's,
no, and sometimes that's what happens. I'll find some of my clients, especially collegiate athletes and men, especially they are able to consume so many calories. And even high school athletes, and they just burn it off, and then they go to college, they get a great job sitting at a desk, and all of a sudden they're 50 to 75 pounds heavier, and it's just really a challenge for them because they have to change their eating habits so much. So, hey, Denise, do you know what my first ever job was?
What?
I did radio commercials on KKXL radio in second grade. That was my first job.
I did,
yeah.
What were you selling?
It was just whatever. It was just doing voiceovers on commercials. And at that time, I had a speech impediment. I couldn't say my CHs or Js or SH. So I would say, like, church. So it didn't come out right. And apparently, they thought it was really cute. And so I did voiceovers on commercials for a couple years. I still have the first check for $2 that they paid me. And the owners of the radio station and my parents were good friends, so that I think that's also part of why I did it. But, I mean, they used me a lot. But the owner was like, called my mom, says, "Can you please cash that check? That $2 is throwing our books off. I promise I'll give it back to her." My mom put it in my scrapbook.
Oh, that's so funny. I want to hear that someday. You have to let me hear it.
I don't know if we have them. That's like, see, now that's some research for me, is to call mom and say, "Hey, do we sell those commercials?"
Right. called Ruthie. Ruthie has to, we have to ask Ruthie.
Yes.
Okay, so my last odd thing. Many times I wore a flame resistant full length suit in 90 degree weather. It's when we used to race Porsches. We haven't raced in a while, but it's when we used to race Porsches. So,
is that like super? I mean, are you having enough fun racing that you don't mind that you're like sweating like a crazy person in that suit? Or is it just miserable?
No, it's quite miserable because you take your. Okay, so we. Okay, we raced at the Brainerd International Raceway. So it's actually quite miserable because you are sweating profusely. And actually, you take your air conditioning out of, you take your air conditioning out of the car so you can save weight. And I said, well, why don't we both just lose like 10 pounds?
Great.
So anyway, that's that. But let's move on, and I really want to cover. I just wanted to cover some things, and I just want our audience to get to know you a bit more. And I think that we should really talk about our book, Psyched to be Skinny, and why and how we came up with it, and how it's helped your clients, and how you felt even writing it.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. So, as Denise mentioned, I'm a registered dietitian. I went to North Dakota State University for my undergrad, did my internship at Texas A&M, and then worked in traditional dietitian fields like clinical dietitian, and then I started doing outpatient. And my true passion, and I think where my gift is really in that one-to-one setting with people and really hearing what they're saying and coming up with solutions for them. There's a lot of things that are the same, you know, protein, carbohydrates, and fat. They have the same characteristics. Many people don't really understand what they are, but people's lives are different and the way they think about things are different. So that's one of the things that I did a lot of speaking. I did a ton of writing, and Denise and I actually ran into each other at a mini class reunion that a few of our Facebook friends had done in Minneapolis. And so she was, I think, still living in Minneapolis at the time. I was out in California and, you know, I hadn't gone to any of my other reunions. And I don't even know if I knew that Denise was a doctor of clinical psychology. I don't know if she knew I was a dietitian. And she'd just written a book. And I was like, oh, I write all these articles. And it was sort of like, oh, well, we should write a book together, because we found that there were some common things in the people that we were working with food and mood. And so we said, yep, let's go ahead and do it. We'll self-publish. And it was really an amazing experience. I think there's so many people that maybe would want to write a book and are a little bit scared to, and it's definitely an investment in your time. It's a financial investment to self-publish, but definitely well worth being able to put something on paper that is valuable to people.
I totally agree. And I think in addition to that, it's not only valuable, it's something that we worked really, really hard to establish everything. I don't remember. Did it take us 2 years?
No. So we were, so when we met, we started talking about it. Started thinking about some ideas, and I think that you had an agent that said, no, I don't want to pitch a diet book. And we're like, well, it's not a diet book. And so it kind of was shelved, and then I was asked to speak, selected to speak at a women's conference here, And so I think it was like October, and I said, hey, do you think we can get the ebook done by February? And we're like, oh, yeah, sure, which, of course, we didn't. But I think it was either October to October or October to November. So it was right at about a year. So it was actually pretty quick.
Yeah, that was. Okay, Susie, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can actually have fun over the holidays, but also eat healthy and not feel guilty.
Great.
Making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
In addition to Dr. Wood's expansive knowledge base and education, she has written two powerful books that are informative as well as interesting for the general reader. Dr. Wood's book, Inside the Cheater's Mind, is a compilation of Dr. Wood's brilliant original study into personality cheaters and situational cheaters that highlight the motivation of why someone would cheat on his or her partner. These motivations provide insight into the mindset of individuals who cheat. Dr. Wood's other book is called Psyched to be Skinny. Dr. Wood has coined 10 different types of emotional eaters. Psyched to be Skinny is not a diet book. It's a book about how to get to your ideal weight and maintain that weight. Dr. Wood has cognitive behavioral exercises, as well as solution-focused exercises. Lastly, there are workouts and meal plans to make everyone who reads the book become their happy and healthy best. These books are available on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, and Smashwords. You can also order the books through Dr. Wood's website at drdenisewood.com.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. We'd love to hear from you during our live program by phone at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or by email to Denise at drdenisewood.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hello, welcome back to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. And we have Susie Garcia with us. And as you know, she is a registered dietitian and a well-known author and a motivational speaker. So we are thrilled to have her. She's also my co-author for a book, Psyched to be Skinny. And we also, and that's our 2014 book, but we have a follow-up workbook that is fabulous. I'm loving the workbook, Susie, like totally.
I am.
So I think that we should actually tell people how they can get it and where they can get it so that they know how they can stay happy and healthy and feel their best during the holiday season.
Sure. So both books are available on Amazon. If you want the short link to get to the workbook, you can do, it's a bit.ly link, so it's bit.ly/ skinny workbook, and that'll take you right to the Amazon page that has the workbook on it. And so that's available as a Kindle. Our Psyched to be Skinny book is available as a soft cover and also as a Kindle book. And the whole thing with Psyched to be Skinny, the combination was because Denise is a clinical psychologist and I'm a dietitian, and really kind of being a little bit kitschy because the subtitle is how to stop emotional eating, enjoy healthy weight loss, and keep it off for life. So it isn't a diet book. It's a weight stabilization book, and it's just to get you to feel healthier. I actually had a client that I started working with a couple weeks ago. She had just quit smoking. She was really young, and she was eating fast food for almost every single meal of the day.
Oh, my word. For real? Like what? Like McDonald's?
Yes. And well, and some of it was, you know, she's a student on a limited budget, so she was buying like the $4, you know, two McDonald's burgers for $4. So in her mind, it was, you know, less expensive. And we did a follow-up call, and she works at a restaurant, and so I asked, you know, and they get a really good discount on food, so she can get a nice salad with chicken on it. And so she's only lost like a pound or two in 2 or 3 weeks, but somebody coming off of smoking to just not gain weight is huge. Sure. And she's been doing like a yogurt for breakfast, and then she'll do those salads, and she... What was so exciting was she said her energy level was so much better because she was actually getting nutrients. When you're eating all that junk food, your body is starving for vitamins and minerals and real good stuff. And so that's why sometimes it's easy to overeat because your body's trying to find those nutrients somewhere. And so I was really excited for a young person. She's, you know, I often will ask, what's your motivation on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, 1 being, I don't care what you say, I'm not really going to do anything. And 10, you know, I really am willing to make changes. And she was a 9. So that was fantastic.
Wow. That's amazing. I wish her the best of luck. Oh my gosh. She's on a hard road, but it sounds like she's doing really, really well.
Yeah, it is. And it's nice to help people.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's so inspiring to hear stories like that. I love to hear stories like that because there are so many people struggling out there, and I feel bad because food is everywhere, and especially around the holidays, it's not like you can avoid food. You know, if you do, are addicted to drugs or this or that, you can get away from it. But if you really, really are addicted to food, or you really, really crave certain things, food is everywhere you go. You can't get away from it. So it's more of a mind over matter type of thing, as I see it. So, Susie, looking at this Like to Be Skinny book, what would be your most prominent eater with your clients? What do you find?
That's a great question. So just for those of you that haven't read the book or haven't downloaded it yet, what we did is we identified 10 different types of eaters. So we have a bored eater, an anxious eater, a big boned eater, which is the person that insists that they're heavy because their whole family is. And I would say that probably I'm trying to go to the beginning of this book so that I can look at my list of eaters.
Well,
I get a lot of the bored eater.
Okay.
And the other one would be a combination of the situational and I deserve it eater. The situational eater is somebody that they get put in, you know, like the holidays coming up. It's a big situation, but, you know, they go out with their girlfriends and they just have no self-control, or they just don't even try. The I deserve it eater is not exactly the same, but they're sort of in those indulgent areas, like, oh, well, I worked really hard and worked out of the gym all week, so I deserve to go eat all of this. And that... It kind of messes with your mindset. And then the bored eater tends to be the person that gets home, has a long day at work, and they're, you know, in front of the TV, and they're just not, they are just out of habit, they're eating when they're bored. So situations are probably the most challenging in all areas. What did you see more of?
Well, I like the fact that you're saying a situational eater. I guess I see a lot of that too. I also saw a lot of, because, you know, in my field, a lot of anxious eaters or depressed eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Food is my shelter eater. Some people did not want to have sex with their significant other. That was a way to shield them from having sex or having intimacy with their significant other. So I get that as well. However, I think the depressed eater is they dig themselves into a hole because the more they eat, the more depressed they become because they feel like they don't have control. So to win back that control and get that control and the mind over matter type of thing is really hard on them. And all I can say is even for the depressed eater, even if you can go for a walk around the block, I'm cheering you on. Kudos to you. I will celebrate you forever because you know what? That for a depressed eater is even huge. So I really have a lot of respect for people really trying to just get to a place where they're comfortable and stay there.
Yeah, and I think too with the book, so it's we have different sections. So we each chapter is a different eater, and then Denise's portion that she wrote, she gives some cognitive exercise things that you can do. I give nutrition advice and then also a recipe that kind of fits that type of eater. And this book is not to replace advice if you're really struggling with depression or anxiety and you maybe do need to see a counselor, a therapist, or medication. So this is not meant as strict medical advice. It's just a way to help you change your mindset because there are hundreds and hundreds of stories of people that they just decided hey, I need to change what I'm doing. You know, the gentleman that wrote Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Are you familiar with that, Denise?
I have not read that yet. No.
So he had diabetes, like so many things, super overweight. He decided to start juicing and, you know, now of course he's branding juicers, but it's just that mindset of, hey, I'm going to do something different and I'm going to invest in my body and in my health. And this, our books are meant to give you those things. It's like, oh yeah, I could do that to help get you to that place mentally and emotionally where you're ready to make a change.
Absolutely. And I think in our workbook, which we will be talking about when we get back from break, but in our workbook, I think it's really important that we acknowledge the stages of change. Because people can say that they want it to happen, but unless they're truly, truly ready to change, it's not going to happen. So we will, after the commercial break, we'll talk about the workbook. The workbook, I love, love, love this workbook. Like, it's my favorite workbook I've ever seen, and I think that it can really help people struggling with their weight and just maintaining their weight. Like we said, it's not a diet. Our books are not, our workbook and our book, it's not about dieting at all. We do not diet. Susie and I have never dieted. Well, maybe when I was like 18, I did a cabbage diet or something, but we don't diet. And what we do is we manage to stabilize our weight and keep it there. So we'll teach you how to do the same thing when we come back after this break. See you soon.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
In addition to Dr. Wood's expansive knowledge base and education, she has written two powerful books that are informative as well as interesting for the general reader. Dr. Wood's book, Inside the Cheater's Mind, is a compilation of Dr. Wood's brilliant original study into personality cheaters and situational cheaters that highlight the motivation of why someone would cheat on his or her partner. These motivations provide insight into the mindset of individuals who cheat. Dr. Wood's other book is called Psyched to be Skinny. Dr. Wood has coined 10 different types of emotional eaters. Psyched to be Skinny is not a diet book. It's a book about how to get to your ideal weight and maintain that weight. Dr. Wood has cognitive behavioral exercises, as well as solution-focused exercises. Lastly, there are workouts and meal plans to make everyone who reads the book become their happy and healthy best. These books are available on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, and Smashwords. You can also order the books through Dr. Wood's website at drdenisewood.com.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. We'd love to hear from you during our live program by phone at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or by email to Denise at drdenisewood.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Hey, welcome back to the Dr. Denise Wood Show. And we have our guest, Susie Garcia. She's a registered dietitian. She's also a world famous author, and she also does motivational speaking. So look at her website and you will fall in love with her. Okay, so Susie, I think what I want to really, really focus on right now, because I think with everyone going towards holidays and trying to keep their weight at a certain point and whatnot, I think that they have to know like how they should be prepared to go to different parties and different functions and different holiday things to where they don't feel like sick and bloated and guilty when they leave. And I know our section's called Dining Out, but I think it would be dining out plus, you know, parties.
Yes, a lot of things. So the workbook, just to talk about that a little bit more, and again, you can go to bit.ly/skinny workbook, and that'll take you directly to it on Amazon. It's a step-by-step workbook and a companion piece to our book, and it'll help you identify what type of emotional eater you are. We actually ask some questions so you can maybe figure out which category you fall into. And then we have 11 lessons to help you start creating better habits. So you could sit down and do the whole book in one day. You could do it every couple of days. You'll find things that you're maybe already doing. But these are a lot of tips that Denise and I personally use that we wanted to share with you. One of the lessons is about dining out, which you can use for your parties and situations, some of the tips there. And then I also have some other fun kind of cocktail party tips that I can go over. But the thing with going to an event, what often happens is people will not eat all day because they're going to this big party with lots and lots of food. And that isn't the best thing to do. Yes, it's calories in, calories out at the end of the day. But if you aren't nourishing your body, if you maybe eat like a piece of toast for breakfast and a yogurt for lunch because you're going to go to this big party, your brain doesn't have the glucose that it needs to think about what you're doing. So there's a combination of the fact that you're freaking starving and the fact that your brain isn't functioning as well to actually make the choice of saying, you know, I'm just going to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So sometimes, you know, even for me, if depending on, you know, the day and I know I'm going somewhere, I might grab a handful of nuts before going out to an event or going to dinner or have like a glass of almond milk, just a little bit of something that can take that edge off so that you aren't just eating so much food that you don't even know you're eating it. You literally, like, if somebody said, hey, what'd you just eat? You'd be like, I have no idea. I think it tasted good.
Exactly. And how about keeping hydrated? I would assume that would be very important too.
Very important.
Hydrated before you go, because sometimes when you think you're hungry, you're just really dehydrated.
Yes.
So you drink two big glasses of water and you're like, I'm not even hungry anymore.
Yeah, that is super true. But also for the more, you know, party time, if you're going to have alcohol, I am a big fan of two-fisted drinking, which is a different type of two-fisted drinking than in college. Then it was usually like a beer and a shot, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But this two-fisted drinking is you have your cocktail or your glass of wine, and then you have a glass of water. And, you know, for me, if you're holding two drinks, if you hold your wine and your glass of water, then you can't pick up any food. So that kind of helps in that situation. But the idea is that if you're consuming alcoholic beverages, that you're having at least the same amount of water, if not more. One, it is going to keep you hydrated. Two, it's going to keep you from drinking too much and then having any type of hangover. So really during the holidays, really be careful of, you know, making sure you're staying hydrated and don't drink and drive. We'll just throw that in there. Call a limo, call Uber, something else. Get a designated driver. But and then the other thing with drinks that you have to be careful about, especially during the holidays, is, you know, drinking really high calorie things like eggnog.
Uh-huh.
Like regular eggnog, not the light stuff, it's like 300 or 400 calories for a cup. And that doesn't count if you put any alcohol in it. So it can really add up very, very quickly. So that's probably like if you're going to have a shot of eggnog. So it's just you get the taste and not too much. And another one, I have another kind of favorite tip for cocktail parties. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
you have great tips for this. Well, like you do. Yours are phenomenal.
Thank you so much. So one of them is, so hold your drink in your dominant hand. So if you're right-handed, hold your drink in your right hand, which means if you kind of graze by the little appetizer table, it's actually more uncomfortable to pick up food with your other hand. And so it'll just force you to you either won't bother with it. I mean, obviously you can put your drink in the other hand, but if you're really honestly trying to, you know, maintain and not overeat and not be tempted or just be grazing and not thinking, if you're holding your drink in that dominant hand, it's not going to be that comfortable grab of a chip. So, and even just to experiment with it, to see it's a fun thing to do. And just so you know, I'm standing here pretending I'm holding a glass and pretending I'm trying to pick up a chip with my left hand in the air.
I love that idea. Because, no, it takes you a lot longer. It's like eating with chopsticks or something.
Yeah.
You know, same type of thing. So, no, I think you have some great, great tips. And I guess one of my favorite parts of the book is self-esteem and how you can raise your self-esteem and how you have to congratulate yourself. And this is part of the workbook, I should say, and how you congratulate yourself and how every day you have affirmations that you have to follow to actually keep your self-esteem up, keep it high, keep it going. And after a while, it just comes. And then you also say what you're thankful for. You're thankful for the fact that you are able to even walk around a block, or that you are able to get on a bike and ride around on it, whatever it is. Susie and I are totally behind you, like 24/7. We are your cheerleaders. We are your go-to people. We will lift you up and not bring you down, and we will help you every step of the way. And we're doing it with our books, and we'll do it individually if people need that as well. But we are here for you, and we want you to know that. And Susie, we're going to have to wrap up. So why don't you state where people can get the books again, and then state your website and
absolutely,
and where people can reach you.
Thank you so much. So the books are on Amazon, so that's easy to find. And my website is SusieGarcia.com. That's SusieGarcia.com. And on there you can find a list of the different services and consulting packages that I do, some of the speaker reels, so, you know, speaking engagements, things like that are always fun for me to do. And you can email me to Susie@SusieGarcia.com. If you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. And wishing everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, which is coming up around the corner.
Yes, happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy and a bit of restraint as well. So, and make sure you keep exercising all through this, because it can be, the holidays can be a hard time because there's so much food and so many fun things to do out there. But just, you know, use a little restraint and keep exercising and keep yourself happy and healthy. And we're just really excited to be on this journey with you. Thank you so much, Susie.
You're welcome. Thank you, Denise.
I really loved having you, and I'm so happy that you were able to be on the show. So I really appreciate your time and attention, and hopefully people will go visit Susie's internet site, and they will book her for motivational speaking. She's fabulous, and she does an excellent job. So thank you again, Susie, and thank you, everybody, for listening to the Dr. Denise Wood Show, and we'll be here next Wednesday, same time, same place.
Thank you for joining us this week for the Dr. Denise Wood Show. Please join us again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll help you on the way to a better life, one show at a time.